guys. This is The Smart Startup with Madeline Dupre
and Lexi Reynolds.
Today we are talking to Nick Penn, the CEO of Dominate Tech. All right, Nick, do you want to tell us a little bit about Dominate Tech and when you got started?
Okay. Yeah, Dominate is a consulting agency, and we provide premium software training for mostly entrepreneurs, but anybody that aspires to be one or wants to start a personal brand. And we have a personal brand building program called Entrepreneur Unleashed.
Awesome. Can you tell us a little more about that?
So I've had a lot of help, like, in the past myself, like, with mentors and everything like that. And a lot of people that taught me how to start a personal brand, how to consult, how to speak with people, and just having a digital presence. And I wanted to, like, be a catalyst for someone else so that can even learn even faster than I did. As well as have all the software components in place in order to actually have a system for their business online. And that's kind of what I believe I can offer the marketplace.
Interesting. And how long exactly have you been in business? When did you get this whole operation started?
Yeah, I was kind of thinking about it for a while. I guess you could say around January 1st, because that's when I invested in the actual software tools myself to put my own personal brand together. So I've been thinking about it for probably about 2 years now, but I actually invested and actually started taking action.
That's awesome, and that's really what counts. I think so many of us entrepreneurs can get into analysis paralysis, as I call it, thinking about, should I start a website? What channel should I do? And really just go for it. You'll tweak it. You'll make it better. And I'm sure you can speak to that. So what tools were you using at the time?
Well, I think everybody knows that they should have a website in place. And but a lot of people don't really understand, like, the automation systems and the possibilities. So let's take consulting, for example. A lot of people might not want to get into it because they feel like, oh, I can't do this with my job, or it's just too much of a large time commitment with all my other responsibilities. But they don't necessarily realize that there's software that can automate your schedule, and that can automate your email sending, and that can send reminders for you. All these minute tasks that you think you have to do yourself, you can actually automate. And then once you see that possibility, you can see the idea of actually making money online and actually leveraging some of these systems.
Totally.
Absolutely.
Agree.
Yeah, we completely agree on that one. Automation is so important with a business.
You can have so many of yourself these days if you set it up right and really control what you need to, you know? So really love that. And you mentioned earlier you were inspired by, I think, coaches, but why did you originally get started?
Well, you know, I'm going to say I want control. You know, Grant Cardone always talked about control of your life, being more autonomous and omnipresent in multiple locations. I feel like after making money online, you can create financial freedom for yourself. And that's kind of one of my goals as well, to be able to work from anywhere and be able to affect a lot of people and, you know, do something I love and help people on a large scale. And online is a great way to do that.
Definitely. We're actually in Lithuania right now. I think that freedom is definitely goes both with your time, geography, and so many people see it only in forms of their bank account, and it's a shame. So it's great to hear you're on the same page.
Absolutely.
And as far as how the business has been going, if you could go back in time and give yourself one piece of advice when you were first getting started, what would that be?
If I was just getting started, what advice would that be?
Yes.
I would say don't try to do everything yourself and learn as much as possible. Find the person or people or group of people that you admire. They're like, damn, like, I love what they're doing. I wish I could do something like that. And pay very close attention and focus. And if you have want to cut the learning curve as fast as possible. Mm-hmm. So that's what I would do. I would try to cut my learning curve as fast as possible, and then once I got that knowledge, even if I had to pay for it, I would take massive action on it and listen and do exactly what they said.
Heck yeah. Love that. We completely agree. Could not agree more. And just on to those people that you look towards, who inspires you?
So many people. You know, I'm going to say Ty Lopez is one of them. You know, so many people. Grant Cardone, you know, like a lot of people I admire that are doing big business. Tom Billy, there's so many people.
Yeah, definitely.
Those are to name a few.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. And I guess, in your opinion, what's the best resource that someone can use to improve themselves? And I mean this on a real self-development scale. Do you have any advice for that?
Like the best resource?
Yeah, whether it's books, videos, questions, I don't know, whether it's a tangible or not. What do you think is really something that somebody can do or should do? Which they look to, aside from asking for advice, which I really like how you put that.
Okay. Energy. You need to be able to manage your energy correctly. So you need to get enough sleep, enough water. You need to eat right, so you can actually think about those higher level things, like, okay, building a business, getting these tasks done. Because if you're hungry or if you're tired, that's going to distract you. So you got to be taking care of your body. You got to be in the gym. And the combination of all of this will give you the energy you need to take those actions and make those executive decisions.
That is so true. And I'm glad you brought light to that, because I feel like that's an element that a lot of people don't pay attention to. One of the legs of the healthy, wealthy, and wise. You'll never be able to achieve anything unless you take care of yourself first. That being said, I eat McDonald's far more than a person should, so I'm one to say anything, but...
I eat McDonald's too, though.
Right there with you.
All right, so, Nick, as far as books and podcasts you listen to, what would you recommend?
I definitely recommend the Smart Startup Podcast. You gotta listen to this one.
Haha. thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if I had a podcast, I would plug mine in there too. But yeah, there's so many, like, if you got an iPhone or a smartphone, get a podcast app and subscribe to everything that you are passionate about or that you feel like you can learn. Because ultimately, that's going to help you. You know what I mean? That's my advice for podcasts.
Definitely. And I think, too, is, you know, keep exploring the podcast, because I know I've gotten sucked into some holes and then I feel like I've missed out. So I think that's always important, too. Great advice, Lexi.
Yeah.
Okay, Nick. Last question is, where's the best place for people to connect with you online?
Okay, cool. You can call with me, and I'll do the best I can, you know, to help you build your personal brand, and I recommend this software to help you automate your life and get more done. So yeah, DominateTech.com.
DominateTech.com. What about your personal brand? Are you on Instagram, LinkedIn? You want to speak to the people at all?
Oh, yeah. I'm not that big on Instagram, but my handle is TH3Print1.
Yeah, we need to have a conversation about that one. We may need to rebrand that one.
Yeah, we need to rebrand that one. On my Twitter, Nicholas Penn, you can find me there. And my YouTube channel is not all the way developed yet, but mainly just DominateTech.com, and anybody can schedule a call there and I can help them out.
Alright, you guys heard them. Dominate Tech, and we will put all of the handles and links in the info, so feel free to check out Nick at Dominate Tech. Thank you again for your time today. I hope to see you have had half as much fun as we have here.
Thanks, Nick.
Oh, that was awesome. I definitely enjoyed it. Thank you, guys.